Could you imagine, dude, like somebody busted into the liquor store? God forbid, okay?
Exactly. God forbid.
This is all hypothetical. This is for entertainment purposes. God forbid someone bust up in the liquor store, masked up. I want everybody on the ground.
It'd be hard.
What are you, like, daydreaming about Pee Wee Herman knocking off a liquor store?
It'd be hard to take you serious.
Where's my yo-yo?
I mean, other than the fact you
don't move a muscle.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Coffee and Ketchup Podcast, the last episode before we celebrate 1 year of this thing.
That's crazy.
One entire year, you know. This will clear out. I think this is episode 52.
Technically,
we had to skip a week, and that'll be our year technically, 52. Mm-hmm. And then on 53, we're finna go in and just have a little recap.
Big show.
We're finna do some good stuff.
Big show coming up.
Might
next
have
week.
A guest on. You know, we're two. You know, we'll
three.
See.
Three, you'll never know.
You never know.
Don't.
You know, it's been getting wild in the studio lately.
It really has.
Just things are going crazy. You never
I
know.
Didn't ask you, but I want to ask you now with your intro. This is the coveted, infamous hello, hello, hello. How'd you feel yesterday when old buddy came out and hit the entire crowd with the hello, hello,
yeah,
hello?
Yeah, he takes
really?
Yeah, 100%. So it's a firefighter doing a CPR training yesterday, and he comes out, and the first thing he does is, well, hello, hello, hello. And me and Brian are, like, sitting a couple of tables away. We just look at each other like.
did he see it? Did he watch it?
He had to. He had to.
So, I guess.
I mean, he didn't, like, ask for my autograph, but we locked eyes. I mean, he knew who I was.
We've talked about this before, and I think it's a good time now to talk about it again.
Bring it on, Derek.
We've talked about just crushing the hello, hello, hello.
We've talked about it.
And getting away from
it. It's been brought up.
We've talked about
it's
it.
It's been brought up.
And we voted on it. And we've had to ask the viewers and the listeners to vote on it, and we got zero votes. So I think we vote on it again. Since we're going to start a new year next year, let's vote on it now. I say we kill the hello, hello, hello. We kill it with a baseball bat.
I did not see that one coming.
No.
I did not see that one coming.
With an aluminum baseball bat. Not a wood one. You might break it. You might just bend the aluminum.
I had no idea you hated my intro.
Derek.
I actually love it.
We can tell. We can tell.
I don't even want to do this anymore.
So we're killing it?
No, it stays.
So 2-1?
It stays. Yeah, 2-1.
Okay.
Sorry, Derek.
It's fair.
I'm sorry. It's
I don't have
now.
Anything else.
It's here
I
now.
Don't really like it.
All you have to say, you could say good evening. You could say good afternoon. No. Good morning.
What do you say on your show when you start out? When you first sign on, what do you say?
Ah.
See, you don't even have anything, Derek.
I do.
No wonder you're going to hate.
I've got to sign off. I've got to sign off. I have a sign off.
This is Delilah. Signing out.
It's not that kind of show.
Be good to yourself and everyone. What's your sign off?
What's your sign off?
I'll be back in 2 weeks or 1 week, whatever it is. Good Lord willing.
That's not a sign off.
I did. Let me finish. I ain't finished yet.
Come on.
Good Lord willing, I'll be back in 2 weeks. I'm off next weekend. Tony Taylor will be sitting in with you. Y'all make sure you tune in at 7 o'clock to him. Good night. God bless each and every last one of you. Bye.
That's it.
So the last, yeah, okay.
Bye. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
You think you know that?
Huh?
You think you'd know that.
I'm always in the bed by the time he's signing off.
I've listened to
That's true.
I've listened to it one time.
Oh, now you're gonna be truthful. Once. That's it.
Yeah,
that's all I get.
That's
once.
It. I listened, I wasn't even by myself. Me and Brian were coming back from a Hawks game. And he was like, oh, man, I bet Derek's on the radio.
That's
so
right.
We tune in, and then he calls and gets something played. We listen to that song, and then cut something else
So
on.
It wasn't even by choice.
And then changed it.
Yeah, it wasn't even by choice.
We were in his car, and I didn't have control of the radio. That's right. You know,
I won't ever play either one of y'all shit anymore. Okay? Just so y'all know.
Don't worry. I'll probably never request nothing again.
Y'all are off the list.
We're scratched.
Yep.
I don't think I was ever on it. I was a guest.
You were on it.
I was a plus one.
You were on it.
Let me tell y'all.
Scratch.
what happened the other day at work. I was having to go across the street to the Circle K there to get gas in a vehicle.
Was this in May?
Sold. This was in May.
How many cars did you sell in May? I can't remember. You sent me a text.
Had to have been at least 13, 14.
I'd have to go back through my text messages. How many did you sell in May?
17.
Hold on. 17 cars in May.
Mm-hmm. That's like in the one month every of day May. And a half.
Yes, Derek. In the month of May, you're embarrassing.
17 cars.
Yes.
I'm no mathematician.
No, we know. For those who don't know,
thank you, Chris.
Derek is not really good at math.
That's one every other day. Plus,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead with your story. You're going to Circle K.
Before I go on with the story, since you brought that up, 17 cars in the month of May, and I have a very, very good management team. I have a very good supporting team to help me get to that number. So that is not everything that I did on myself. I really, truly, not trying to be like Jeff Gordon. Had a strong car today, the number 24 car, the DuPont Chevrolet. We came to the pits and just got a real strong crew chief out there. But that's the truth, man.
That's right. That makes sense, though. You don't get out and change the tires.
No, all the way down from the internet department, man, moving them over to me, man, with the leads. You know, my GSM, Jay Lucas. I want to thank Jay, man. Thank you very much. My used car manager, Lonnie. We appreciate you, buddy, holding it down. And my finance guy, he's top of the world, man. At Al Johnson, man. Just want to thank all them guys, man. I couldn't have done this without him and my whole team there. Miss Henrietta, we look out. We just really try to chase that number 3 car around the track.
Emulate her. That's all you try to do.
I'm just trying to chase that number 3 car. Henrietta, she's always out there in front of me, boy. So, all right, there's that.
That was pretty good.
Now, have you tire shine?
I've never shared that. Yeah. Have I ever done that one?
You haven't talked about it, but I've seen it.
I don't know where that even came from that day, man. But
go ahead. I interrupt.
No. That's good, man. I thought about that tire shine the other day, man, because I was in the back telling the guys that did the detail. I was like, they're really going to look over this car and the way you guys detail it. And I told them that we had our best crew out here, so hit them with the tire shine.
Don't need more tire shine.
Tire shine.
Tire shine, no doubt.
No doubt. Need more tire shine.
That's one of my favorite TikToks of all time.
I appreciate it.
Again, it's not even like one of yours, like of just everybody's ever.
I appreciate
that. That was a good one. It was good.
I had my TikTok was really booming at that time, like for real. And I thought that one would go viral, and it was it was received worse by the TikTok community.
I couldn't believe that.
You just don't ever know.
Welcome to content creation.
Yeah, you just really don't know, man.
So, anyways, getting gas.
So getting gas, and I pulled up, and I seen one of the Mr. Rooter trucks.
Okay.
So you know, and I knew who it was, because I see him sitting in the cab. And so he's sitting at the pump. I'm calling him out. I don't know if he watches. He's sitting at the pump on his phone playing a game, probably on his lunch break.
You sure he's playing a game?
Yeah. Because I got gas. He didn't see me. Then I rolled up beside him, and I rolled my window down, and he rolled his window down. He's like, "What's going on, buddy?" He said, "I'm sitting here playing a stupid game." And okay. I'm like, "Hope nobody else needs gas, Brad." And so we talked for a minute, you know, And then I went back over to Nissan, and I go inside, and I'm putting the gas card up, and I realize that I forgot the receipt. Got to have that receipt, or I'm paying for it. So I walk back over to Circle K.
Jog.
No, I walk. I ain't trying to give out of breath, bro. It's hot out there. It's hot out there, bro, and we just in June.
We just getting started.
So I walk back over there. Now, this y'all going to have to go with me on this one now. I walk back over there. He's still at the pump.
Playing the game.
Facing the bank on the corner, right? So you know where I'm at. He's at that front pump, like facing Red Lobster, or formerly Red Lobster. God bless
right,
the head.
Exactly.
And so I go in the store, and I get my receipt. And then this is my thought process now. This is how my brain works. I thought it would be funny if I snuck up to the work truck and jerked open the door and act like I was robbing him.
Oh, gosh. No.
Yeah. It gets better. Hear me out.
I'm scared. At least you're still here,
if
so we
you,
know that's
listen,
good.
Listen, Brad is one of the coolest cats you'll ever meet.
Until you open
He's
the door.
He's also one of the most anxious cats you'll ever meet.
That's so true. That's what makes this so funny.
God. Oh, gosh.
So, he's sitting there, unbeknownst to my presence, And I'm thinking all this, like, I ought to sneak up to him and jerk open that door. And then, of course, my voice would have been like, give me the money. And then I started thinking, right?
That this is a horrible idea.
No, yeah. No. Oh, I started thinking, like, why is it always like a deep, scary voice that people do that in? You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, why is it always?
I don't wonder that, but.
I wonder it.
Okay.
So let's just say, for example, what if I had like a mask?
Give me all your money.
No, I think
that's where I'm going. So how much more would you throw somebody off? Okay, like, say the same scenario, right? This is my brain the entire time now. This is how my brain's operating. Like, what if I went up there and, like, masked up, and I fling open this door, and instead of, give me all the money, I'm like, give me all the money.
That just ain't going to have the same effect. I mean,
like, could you imagine, dude, like somebody busted into the liquor store? God forbid, okay?
Exactly. God forbid.
This is all hypothetical. This is for entertainment purposes. God forbid someone bust up in the liquor store, masked up. I want everybody on the ground.
It'd be hard.
What are you, like, daydreaming about Pee Wee Herman knocking off a liquor store?
It'd be hard to take you serious.
Where's my yo-yo?
I mean, other than the fact you
don't move a muscle.
He's gone. He's the same color as his shirt, man. It's.
Oh, what color is his shirt?
So what is?
Yeah, what color is this shirt? My baby told me it was pink. Is she right?
That's true. You're colorblind.
Hey, what color is that? Is that blue?
He has no idea.
I'm asking too because I don't know either. Is it blue? The little
horse.
Are you
colorblind too?
Yeah, we all three are.
All three of us.
Is that blue? Isn't that navy blue or baby blue?
Not navy.
Was the color of her eyes?
You don't think that'd be funny?
No.
I think it would just totally
throw
people off.
I think
it'd be scary.
It's not so much that I don't think it wouldn't be funny. It's that you had the thought, I wonder why people don't do this.
Yeah, bro.
Because we're all laughing at it. Nobody wants this entire time of going through this has thought, damn, I really need to give this man my money. This is a dangerous situation.
I don't want your phones on the ground. Nobody better call the police. Give it all up.
Fill the bags and be quiet.
Hey,
I just thought it was hilarious. Like, would it not just blow your mind, though?
It would catch me off guard, right? Yeah.
I've got a question.
I would be more willing to give someone that talked like that my valuables than I would be some guy, get on the ground, like screaming like they're kind of like nervously robbing the place. Because that guy with the high-pitched voice, he's got nothing to live for, y'all. He's at the end of the rope.
He's taking it all away.
His fingers are on the edge of the cliff.
The threats are real.
They are real. He's like, I talk like this for real. You don't know what my life has been like.
Golly.
I got a question for you.
I've got a radio show on Saturdays.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead, caller.
Since you're slinging shots at me. I noticed upstairs before we came down here to start recording, I noticed your arms are very tan. You just made the comment about how warm it was, and we just got into June. So when you're on the lot, do you put on any kind of tanning oil or anything on your face or on your arms?
On advice from counsel, I would like to assert my feet.
So,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So you're out there trying to get tanned as you're trying to sell vehicles.
I played the field.
That's what I was thinking. We need to get some sunscreen.
No, I don't. I don't.
All of a sudden,
I cut grass at home, I do take my shirt off.
Okay.
Let it all hang out.
I heard that.
That's why I cut the front yard on Brookwood so fast, because I don't want nobody riding by seeing my fat juggling on that turn, on that zero turn, brother.
I love it. You got a zero turn? Wait, we need to talk. You ain't been about a mile mile down the road.
I can drive it the back way.
That's what I'm saying. It's time for me to cut my grass.
I can drive it the back way.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
It won't take you.
Take it all the way down to Waverly.
It'll take you about 11 minutes.
Not even that long, probably.
I'm trying to get my grass cut.
I'd have to do the back. I'd have to do the back with a push. But
well, don't worry about the back.
You'd do the back. You'd handle the back.
Now we're down to 6 minutes.
We got you.
It's going to take you that long to get here.
We got you.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Chris, how you healing, man? I saw you yesterday.
He's all scabbed up.
Yeah, it's all scabbed up. The skin under is fine, though. I think my leg's going to scar.
No more pain?
I think everything else will be right. Yeah, there ain't really no more pain. I still – sometimes some, like, muscles and stuff will catch me off guard. Mm-hmm. But
it's a heck of a part, it's a heck of a way to remove tattoos, I'll tell you that.
That it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Did you have any – did you land on any tattoos?
He lost three.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to get – the worst really? Was my leg, and I didn't have a tattoo where I got it on my leg.
Yeah.
Yet.
But some on your
yeah,
right
but,
arm.
I mean, they all look good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they look terrible, but they don't look any worse because of the crash.
For those who don't know, Chris laid his bike down about 3 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago.
2, 3, mm-hmm. 16, whatever. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Gravel. Yep. How's that lawsuit coming?
I cannot say. I cannot confirm or deny.
That was a test.
The existence
I was just
of a lawsuit.
I was just saying.
I've also been advised by counsel to plead the fifth.
I need to do that more often.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt. It probably wouldn't hurt. All those, you know, all those amendments. You might want to just stick on that fifth one.
Yep. Especially when you go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not even going to talk about that, though.
So I was, what was I bartering for you like 2 weeks ago?
Bartering?
Borrowing.
Okay.
The blower? The weed eater?
The weed eater.
Mm.
The weed eater. Mm. I'm just going to let you know. Chris, he told me to help myself come over here and that I knew where the said weed eater was at, but to remember that the lock on the door, it was dummy locked.
What does that mean?
Well,
it's not actually locked, but it will be after this episode, it will be.
I'm just telling you, not.
I don't know what you're talking about. You unlock it for me. That's your worst mistake.
I wasn't saying here. I was saying where you keep your weed eater across town at the storage building.
Right.
And he told me that it was dummy locked.
I know what dummy locked
is. I disagree because it didn't take me but 10 minutes to get into that thing.
Oh, that ain't bad at all.
I was like, this ain't dummy locked at all.
Takes them a lot longer for childproof stuff.
I got right in.
I'm curious as to why you moved it further up in there.
I couldn't remember where I got it.
Okay. Because I was like, I wonder why. Where's my blower and my weed eater? And I was like,
did I move it deeper into there?
Yeah.
That storage unit over there on Hillcrest?
Yeah, you moved it further up in there.
Okay.
When I went over there and put my coat in to go into the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Over there. And
I couldn't remember where I.
Over on Claxtonbury. Or storage or what. I can't remember the name of it. I just pay the monthly fee.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By mail.
Hey, you
with a check.
Since you brought that up, I looked back the other day, and it had been weeks since I had written a check.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Guess what?
Proud of you.
I can pay Colby's car on over the phone.
Can you?
Yep. Since you said
over
that.
The phone.
Yeah.
Like on the internet or like
I've saved so
somebody?
Much in stamps, it's unbelievable.
You have.
Are I'm you really calling not. People or are you like online?
Yeah. I'm calling and I'm paying it online. On the phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a step forward. We're gonna take it. Listen, I love it.
You're dang
proud
right.
of you. Proud of you.
I am too.
Proud of you.
I'm gonna see how long I can go without writing a check and using a stamp.
Give me your checkbook.
Well, I still got to have it to be able to put my debits and stuff in there.
So you still keep a registry?
Yeah.
When do you really?
When
you balance it?
When you poe like I am, you got to. You got to know how much money you got.
Poe like I am, you just know it ain't nothing there. Hey, what's the balance? Zero or negative, we'll figure it out. Worry about it tomorrow.
Swipe it and hold your breath.
If the lady says I ain't got it, then I check my balance.
That's the thing, I never want to do that. I need to unlock it. let me unlock it. That's what I get all the time.
Which card did I give you? Give me that back.
I get that the time.
That's my savings account.
I'll look at him and say it declined.
Savings account.
It declined. Run it again. Let me unlock it. It declined.
The best part about that is I've seen it happen before. Like, if someone swipes their card and the person behind the counter says it declined, they want to get mad at the person behind the counter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I did not pay your bills.
What do you mean it declined? What's wrong with your machine?
Yeah. Well, you can try this one over here, but it's probably going to be the same thing.
It's hooked up to the bank. That's what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
That is funny, though.
Oh, it happens. It happens.
How about when you go out to a restaurant or somewhere like that? Not like a go in and sit down, like you know what I'm saying, but like,
not like Applebee's.
Where did this happen at? I know where it happened at. It happened in
Come on, you're almost
Tanger.
There.
Yesterday.
Tanger.
Tanger Outlet.
Okay.
At the cookie place, Great American Cookie.
Okay.
Factory.
Okay.
And of course, we kind of went ham in there with the icing and the cookies and the. Buy five, get one free, so we might as well go ahead.
30 cookies later.
Let's do it twice. I mean, let's save money. We're very frugal. We're fiscally responsible.
Sure, yeah.
There you go.
So I love it when they – like, don't get me wrong. I got respect for you working at the cookie place. Like, no dig at that at all. That's not what I'm saying. But my thing that cracks me up is the whole – like, when you go to pay, it's like there's going to be a question there for you to answer. And that question is, would you like to leave a tip? But they word it like they're not like going to say, you can say if you want to leave a tip. They're like, I don't know, there might be a question over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't, it's like they want to skirt around it. And I just, would you do that? Do you do that? Do you tip in a place like that?
Really? I will pretty much tip any sort of service worker. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just worked a lot of those crappy jobs. I may need to take a look at my life.
Wage or a little bit more.
Yeah, I may need to take a look at my life.
I don't like going like cussing, but we've talked about it before though. Like if I'm at like even a sit down restaurant.
Oh, that's different to me.
And they do if they come back with like a 20% already added gratuity. They did it to us on Monday, and I threw more on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm definitely not saying an establishment like that where they're going back and forth.
Right.
So let me say this, if I may.
It's not necessarily that I think they've done something to me personally to get a tip.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But, if I got through the line at a reason, whatever, you know what I mean? I just remember being at jobs like that.
Me too.
Making nothing, you know? Mm-hmm. And life is too expensive right now. Mm-hmm. I don't really have it to tip out, but. You know, I'm doing better than I have when I was in that kind of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very good point.
Usually 15% on something comes out like a couple bucks. I'll spend that on something stupid. So
if you're spending $5 on a cookie and a drink, how much you tipping?
Well, it just whatever they usually give you suggestions. If you're on the computer, it'll be like 5, 10, 15 or something. Maybe split
percent.
The difference.
Okay.
What's 10% of $5?
50 cents.
My man.
I knew that.
You had no idea.
I would feel weird. This is just me now. I'd feel worse giving somebody 50 cents than I would giving them nothing.
Yeah, I understand.
You get
what
I'm saying? Like if the order's like $5 or $6. And don't get me wrong, there's been times where I have, like, given somebody more than what the order was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If the service was, like, outstanding, if there was something that, you know,
good person
went above and beyond.
Yeah. But just an everyday, you know.
So we had a guy wait on us, JJ and I, and there was 23 other folks at the table. Yeah, 25 people. So there was this one guy that was waiting on us.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was... He stayed calm the whole time. He was smiling. You know, obviously it took us a long time because there were so many of us.
Sounds like Xanax.
And it was he was good. He was very good. Anyway, that's the end of the story. I mean, he was.
Thank you for sharing that.
He was good.
Shout out to you, guy. wherever you are. Good job on that 25 time.
Where are y'all eating?
At Sauces over on Mall Road.
Mall Road Sauces.
Yeah.
Right up from your storage building.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and another thing I try to take, like, I don't think that that person necessarily is asking for a tip.
No, they're definitely not. That's
like
the company.
Just in the it's programming the of yeah. the software now.
Yeah.
But I'm also, if I'm in that position, I'm not going to be like, oh, don't worry about that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, if the store's going to ask you.
Yeah.
Just, you know
that's
if you
another,
want to say no, that's fine.
That's
you know,
another perspective I hadn't thought about.
It and might, then they get screwed because if I press 10%,
it might be embarrassing
might
more, for them to
you know,
ask.
But you got your little pre-selected amounts there, and I'll just press one and keep on going.
It might be embarrassing that they have to ask. Yeah. I hadn't thought about it like that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I can't. Most of the time I just press it just to get out of line. I hate being outside. I hate being in social situations.
Oh, we know, yeah.
So, like, I'll give you $20 in my wallet if I can just leave the store right now and just not have to sit here any longer, you know?
I get it.
Just please give me my stuff and let me go.
Where?
Anywhere. Like, once I get up there and, like, I'm in line and I get up there and do the order and, like, I want to get out of these places as fast as possible. So, like, if they come back to the counter.
Do you do curbside at the grocery store?
Yeah. No,
really?
No. Just Shelly likes to go in. You know, and like if they come back to the counter, they're just like, listen, we're waiting on this to come up. And like now I feel like I've become the focal point of it.
Oh, forget it. Forget
I'll just
it.
Walk out.
Yeah.
I'll just walk out.
Leave it all on there.
You know what I mean? I just
leave it all on the bed.
I'll come back to the drive thru and be like, yeah, I actually ordered a few minutes ago. Or I just ordered paid again. I don't care. It's gotten so bad. It's definitely since I've gotten clean and probably worse in the last few years. It's bad. Anxiety and everything. Ugh.
Social anxiety?
Yeah.
It sucks.
That is shocking to me, Cody.
I don't really get, like, too anxious. You know what I mean? Like, I get bummed out. Like,
I mean, I have
worried about life some. But,
I have just let my hair down.
Social situations.
And just do it.
Yeah, I just.
It ain't comfortable.
It wigs me out, man. I can't. It's tough.
I think one of the ways I overcame that was to be loud and.
Like, jumped into it?
Yeah.
Obnoxious.
Just
that's the
like,
word you were looking for.
Not only
that's
am
the
I
word.
Not going to have a problem with it, I'm going to become, the problem for everybody else.
I'm
going to be the person that
and a lot
is
of that
stems person.
From me being uncomfortable and me being anxious. But I've calmed down a lot.
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years' experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. You can find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
So,
recently,
I got a question.
Go ahead, caller.
This just came to me. If I may. So someone asked me, and I'll leave this person anonymous. Someone asked me the other day.
Bobby. Brian.
Nope.
Jack.
Timmy. Asked me the other day.
Colin.
He said, what kind of aftershave do you use? And I said, Nivea. It's like, it's not alcohol. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's a white little what you call it. And, you know, that's what I put on after I shave about once a week usually. And, so anyway, it's a good product.
Nivea.
Yeah, that's it.
Have you been using that since you were in high school?
I probably started using it, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, 10, 15 years
what's
ago.
That, what's that old people stuff in the green? We got some Brute up
some
there.
Some Brute.
Yeah, some Brute up there. Some of the Old Spice liquid.
We're going to go with the fifth on this one.
Some Dracar.
Dracar Noir.
Some Dracar Noir.
I'm not going to say that one. That I've never used the Old Spice with a little bitty hole in it that you sprinkle just a little bit.
It's the actual liquid that you pour out.
Derek and I have been in a doggone knockdown drag out before from me wearing some of his
Dracar
without asking
Noir.
Without asking him.
Oh. Hey, come here. What you?
I go walking down the hallway.
What you smell like? What you smell like?
Hey, Brian, come here.
Is that true? Have you got my Dracar on?
You got my Dracar on?
I thought we called it Draker.
Yeah, that Draker. You got some of my Draker on?
Boy, what you wearing that Draker for? What's that in your lip, boy? You got some of Kevin's Kodiak in your mouth, boy?
Is that my Hawking?
I wish it was. I'm about to puke.
Golly.
Hey, I got it. You got two brothers, right?
Woo, I do.
Sure do.
Are you the oldest?
How many do you
have? He's the oldest.
Are you the oldest?
Yes.
I am.
So I got a question for you, because okay, we used to go through this all the time. Did you ever have episodes where one of your shirts that you wanted to wear was not in your closet and one of them was wearing it?
No.
Never?
No.
Y'all didn't never
no.
take
there's
each
a,
other's
there's
clothes?
There's a decent size and age gap between me and Keith. And you got to remember, I started messing up and getting out of the family at like 15.
Okay.
So they were like 11,
okay.
maybe 12.
Okay.
You know? So we didn't really spend that part of our childhood together.
So in other words, y'all weren't taking each other's clothes.
No, we weren't.
We had it happen all the time.
Well, like you and Kevin? Come on, dude.
You know Brian got new clothes.
Man, I had hand-me-downs, bro.
He did have hand-me-downs, but, you know, that favorite shirt that you're fixing to wear out on Friday night, and all of a sudden you go in the closet and it ain't there.
Stay alive. Was it a Hawaiian shirt?
I don't remember.
One of those silky.
I don't remember. It was usually
like
one of Kevin's that both
Tommy
of
Hilfiger.
Us. Both of us may have gotten one of Kevin's, is what it was, usually. He would get mad.
I could see Kevin getting mad about a lot.
Where's that white blue striped shirt I got?
And see, he didn't have a cell phone to call us on either. So once you got out the house, you're just gone.
You used free and clear for the night.
Gone. I'm talking about like creeping out the driveway.
I'd bring it back and it smelled like a Marlboro. Brian would bring it back and smell like reefer. So he knew who had worn it. He'd pick it up, smell it, and go, Derek, you want to wash your
That was fire.
That's
true. That was a good one.
Smelled like a bar. He knew that.
I get it. Smelled like a bar. He realized, well, I guess I wore it. I don't remember.
Maybe I just forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Lucy Cooper's, Flamin' Sally's. You remember those places?
What else was it?
I've heard of them, but I don't like remember.
Well, you also had Whiskey River.
Whiskey River.
I remember Whiskey River.
That was later in my days. I had the Whiskey River.
The Whiskey River.
Take my mind.
Who you seen T.I. there?
Saw T.I. and Mystical.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
We went to go see Boosie.
Uh-huh.
And Boosie couldn't go because of probation.
Not a fan.
And they destroyed Whiskey River.
Yeah.
Probably the most scared I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. It was a riot.
Huh.
Chairs were flying.
That happened back in '86 when I went to see Clint Black and he didn't show up.
Stop.
Clint Black always showed up. And next thing you knew,
listen, dude,
it was awful.
It got wild real fast. This is before the headliner for that show was supposed to be Boosie and the Migos, and before the Migos had like really popped off and everything.
Sure.
And this poor guy comes out. Like, it's Boosie. They played this video on screen, and it was him basically saying, hey, man, I love y'all making, but probation's not letting me leave to go down there, blah, 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 blah. And then the dude comes out on the stage. He's just like, but don't everybody worry, because we still got the Migos. And the club lost it.
Really?
Yeah, there was no, like, even build-up to it. Yeah, it was just like everybody snapped. It was crazy.
It's closed down now, right?
Yeah.
Did it?
I think it is. They called me up wanted to know if I'd come back and do a 20-year
Whiskey
reunion.
River
I said,
is,
I can't do it.
Whiskey River is definitely not open, but I think something else is there. Okay. It may or may not be a club. Because I used to go to the little comedy cafe there, too. That was fun.
Did they go nuts after the video was off or because the guy said, we still got the Migos?
I think they were just mad because Boosie was not going to be able to come. There was not a lot of time between like the video. Like the video goes off and he kind of just like walks. Everybody's at that point. Everybody's like, man, what the hell? And then he's just like, we still got the Migos.
Not good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It was wild. It was wild.
Yeah. I bet.
I wonder why they always sold bottle beers in bars. Instead of cans. It's a lot safer, right?
Yeah.
This is a lot safer, yeah.
It just hit me.
Bottles
hurt. So the bottle one night.
Yeah.
And just stick with the plastic cups instead of the glass.
Boop. Yeah.
Anyway.
paper.
My friend got smashed in the face with a glass.
Hmm.
Like a liquor glass, liquor drink glass.
Yeah.
Huh.
Things get thick enough, they won't break, and then they really, really hurt.
Oh, this one broke.
Oh, and then it hurts and bleeds.
Cut him deep.
Yeah.
I saw a post on the Blakely online garage sale thing.
Oh, God.
I didn't comment. It just was wild. It was literally a post that had pictures attached to it with a person's garage, gave their address, and said, everything must go.
It's a dangerous game to play.
That's a dangerous game sir. To play.
Wish I'd have known about this. She'd have let me know, son. Everybody would have went.
And I got to one, and I was like, is that like legit, or is somebody mad at their neighbor?
He said, everything would have went if I'd have seen it. That's why I stay off of social media.
Back in the day.
Because legit. Yeah, like
yesterday.
Like legit.
Did you say that?
If you just go take a picture of somebody's carport and then post their stuff online, do you not think that people would go over there and just like take stuff?
I think there's some people who would do that and get back at like a neighbor.
And then the people that are over there like going to go take that chair, they don't even know they're doing anything wrong.
Right.
Crazy. That's what I thought.
It's called theft by deception.
It is, man. But listen, them seats are very comfortable on them chairs. I'm going to tell you. I mean, I got a couple. I didn't even know I was doing anything wrong.
Chairs still on the lamb.
Appreciate you letting me borrow your truck the other day, Derek.
That's not happening after this episode.
We took the plate off. I think about, you know the, what is it, the Smart Shopper, the Penny Pincher?
Yeah.
Is it, the little magazine they give out for free?
Uh-huh.
Dude, some of those ads are awesome. They're the most, I would never buy anything out of there. But some of the
out
stuff
of a penny
that people,
pincher?
Yeah.
That's it.
But some of the stuff that they're
the bargain
either looking for or trying to, it's always like, I've got a 1993 Silverado 1500.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 67,000 miles on it. Runs great
as is.
Needs a transmission.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like how are we running great and we need a transmission? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's all stuff like that, or like just the most random thing. You know what I'm saying?
I did. So
I've actually got the wood inserts for a set of 1972 original IKEA wood back chairs. It's the rods that go between the spacers in the top and the bottom of the backs. Need $2 a piece for them.
Because somebody out there.
Oh, listening, Cochran. Somebody
is
like,
looking.
Betty, I found the backs we need for the chair.
And listen. Every week they're getting that penny pincher to look. Today's the day.
Oh, I look through it every time we get one to work. I look through it.
Today's the day.
I sold a washer and dryer the other day. I don't know if you noticed.
I did.
You sold a washer and dryer?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You didn't even ask me if I needed one.
I would ask you now, but it's too late. I've already sold.
I just got one not too long ago. A washer, at least. I've got a dryer that's probably 20 years old.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Kicking, bro.
Your dryer?
Love it. I don't want to talk about it.
About your dryer?
I don't want to talk about my washer or my dryer.
You just got
rid of
one.
No, he hates to spend money on stuff.
Because I just got rid of one, and these two are still working right now.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I see.
Knockety-knock.
Nervous. Yeah. Nervous.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. How much time are we at?
We are at 37, 30, 40, 41, 42, 37 minutes.
Did I tell you about Roger at Kroger?
Oh,
I didn't tell
you. This isn't like another.
No, it's not another you Mary story.
Okay,
no.
Okay. No, I don't think I've heard about Roger at the Kroger's.
I told Derek and Aaron, we had gone through there the other night. And again, this is going back to my brain. And the guy that was bagging our groceries, and I wished he had a little thing right there that said, would you like to tip? Because I'd have tipped Roger. He did a fine job. He bagged them up.
We'll come back.
What was so good about his bagging?
He put the cold stuff with the cold stuff.
Okay, that's number one.
He was able to take a plastic bag like a true professional bagger can, and he made it like a block.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Like it's a paper bag.
Yep.
Stacked
just
it up,
like
everything
it's a paper
even,
bag.
And just
lined
up.
Yeah. He built on the outside, and then he filled in the middle.
Yeah.
Almost like a pastry.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's what it reminded me of.
Did he double bag your heavy stuff?
He sure did.
Okay.
Might have even tripled it.
Okay. Okay.
Roger's a superstar.
All right.
I'm telling you.
I'm believing that right now.
Roger really is.
I want to go grocery shop at Kroger now.
Yep. God,
so if you know Roger, if you're a Kroger shopper, which most of you are, show Roger some love because Roger's a good dude. He did a good job. But it got me to thinking. Like, you know, in stores, like a lot of times, I don't think they do it in Kroger, but if they did, I would think it would be funny. Say that, like, Roger's got a walkie-talkie on his hip. Store manager's got a walkie-talkie, assistant store manager, the meat department guy, you know, like,
yeah,
all of them got walkie-talkies.
It's not unheard of.
No, it's not. You
do,
can,
they have, do they have earpieces or are they on their hip?
No, it's on their hip.
Okay.
So
do they have a mic up here clipped
some
on?
Some of them do.
Okay.
The management team does.
But it's not
Roger
in the
probably
ear.
Doesn't. You
Roger
it.
Doesn't.
It's out loud.
It's out loud. Okay. You can hear it.
Okay.
And they're mindful of that. They know that the customers can hear it,
sure.
But that's part of the experience. Because, see, if you can hear them saying, Jeff, we got to clean up over here on aisle 7, then the customers know that we're getting on that.
Yeah. Aisle 7, and aisle 7 is going to be down for a few minutes.
It's,
you know what I'm saying?
At least partly.
Cut around. We'll grab some cereal and then come back.
Watch out for that busted jar of mayonnaise right there.
Kroger's probably real good about having roadblocks set up.
Yep.
And
yep.
doing some kind of checkpoint.
Putting the cones out.
That's yep. it. And getting that spillage.
Shutting it down.
Like the cat litter light.
Could see that. Yeah.
So, go with me here.
I'm with you.
Let's say that. Okay,
so far, I'm with
so
you.
So far. Like we'll you're, see. On, you're on a, you're we'll on, see how you're on a CB radio or, in this case, heck, a walkie-talkie.
Mm.
What do you say, like, when you understand somebody? Are you?
10-4.
No, that's one way. Roger? Right?
Roger.
Oh my
hey,
God.
Derek,
we're gonna airplane it.
So
like, what
dude,
if
the dude's name's Roger?
Yeah, what if like
no,
Michael?
Oh my God! We're
if
gonna
Michael,
Roger this sucker.
No, not even that. But like, what if like Michael is like on maintenance, right? He's in charge of the spill up, and the store manager gets with Michael. Hey, Michael, we got a clean up over here on aisle 7. Roger. Yes, sir. No, I was talking to Michael. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. So, Michael, we got a clean up over here on aisle 7. Roger. Yes, sir.
Roger's over bagging groceries.
Trying to, but the manager won't leave him alone because he's thinking he wants him to go clean up aisle 7. Can we get somebody to come over here and clean up aisle 7, Roger? I'm on my way. No, Roger, stay up front.
You're so stupid, man. You're so stupid.
Listen, if you don't...
Hey, but the name that you just used, Michael...
Roger.
...has been... the one. So we got a test for Michael that you just got to subscribe. Remember? Michael subscribing 2 weeks ago on graduation day. So now Michael watches the podcast now. So Michael's got to tell us that we talked about
Michael.
That was just the name that you used.
Yeah, man.
So
and
we'll
he,
see if
he's
probably
we'll
why
see,
he used it.
We'll yeah. see if he sends word now back to us.
Michael, leave a comment or you're out.
Be a good test for it. We'll
you're out,
you.
Michael.
We'll block you.
Michael's a cool cat. I seen him like the next Tuesday, too.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, he came up in there. And then, like, okay, so I got to tell you this. Michael's might have the most glorious locks of hair
he does.
That I've seen in quite a while.
Okay.
It, I mean, he tried to tell me that he uses all kind of natural berries and juices, but it
no,
wasn't nothing but Ultra Perm.
Wasn't nothing but the
Ultra Perm. Michael ain't fooling me. I'm at work, man, and I'm sitting there, and this guy comes in, and I look up from my desk, and I hear him saying, "Hey, can I speak to the manager?" However he worded it, and so my buddy Jacob was like, "I don't think he's in right now," and so this guy was like, "Well, I'm with West Lawrence Skills." Something, and I was told to come here and, you know, ask him if he wanted to support this year, blah, 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 whatever. And we get a lot of that, man, and we're always very, very quick to support the local schools and all kind of things that come in there. And so I looked up and seen him, and I was like, that kid's got a great head of hair, was my first thought, because it was just, as he walked across the showroom floor, it was like slow motion, just.
Almost like a light fanning.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Yeah, and I could hear this great music playing in the background. I I'll come back tomorrow. So they told him to come back the following Tuesday. And lo and behold, after my niece graduated, guess who was at the after party?
Roger.
Michael.
Oh.
With the glorious hair. We tried to get Roger, but he was working. Roger? He was cleaning up aisle 7.
On the way.
But no, the same kid, and I was like, I seen you at Double Nissan the other day. He was like, yeah. So I was like, they told you to come back on Tuesday. And he was like, yeah. I said, all right, well, when you come back Tuesday, make sure you ask for me, you know. So he did. He comes back in Tuesday. My general manager and my general sales manager and I were all in the front office up there. And then someone peeps their head in and says, somebody's here to see you. So I look out and I see Michael with his glorious waves. And I was like, hey, man, what's going on? You here to see Don? And da-da. And I said, Don, my good friend Michael is here to see you. He's with the West Lawrence Skill, something or another. And I remembered it that day. And it was just funny, man. It was funny how, because he had come back, and I was like, that guy's got a great head of hair, man. So.
He's got some pretty cool boots, too.
He does have cool boots.
Has anyone up here ever had a long, beautiful locks of hair before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Came right
you
down.
Could pull it
came
off.
Right to here. Mm-hmm. Right there to my collar.
I bet you look pretty good.
That's how we grew it out back then.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Yeah. Nah, I bet you could pull
man,
it off.
Man, listen, back in the 80s, late 80s, 88.
You had to have hair to play, long hair to play a musical instrument, didn't you?
Pretty much. Or at least to act like you could.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
What you got there, Brian?
Chris, I'm glad you asked.
I'm nervous. Anything you have time, something you have something printed off.
Well, this
is kind of scary.
This is going to be good stuff right here. I have a feeling. So we hadn't done an episode of
feeling.
Minimal Criminal in quite a while, but boy, do we have one for the ages.
Okay.
In today's Minimal Criminal news, a man stole a front loader and a guy in a second front loader stopped him. Now, Derek, a front loader is one of those construction vehicles with a big bucket on the front. Uh-huh. I needed to get that out of the way because uh-huh. this story has two of them.
Okay.
It's an important piece of the story. You're going to want to know what a front-end loader
it's
is.
A big uh-huh. piece of machinery.
Uh-huh.
Heavy equipment, we call it out uh-huh. in the field.
Uh-huh. Because you know.
Bobcats are what they are sometimes called mm-hmm. in slang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a bobcat's much smaller.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Am I correct? A front loader.
You could have.
There's big ones. This is what this one's about. I don't want anybody
like
to be confused.
Like a mining front end loader?
Let me show you the picture if you'll pass that down, Chris, to Derek. That is what we're dealing
okay,
with here.
Yeah.
A front loader.
Yeah.
This is what we're dealing with. What's that thing got? Six big tires on it? Tractor tire? I mean, this thing's big.
Yeah, it's large.
This thing is not.
Does it have six?
I'm not sure. It sounded good.
It's at least four.
Yeah.
It's at least four.
Yeah.
So, it's not a front-end motorcycle.
Let me tell you all about this front loader. A police department near Atlanta got a call Saturday. I did a lot of investigating on this story. Now, this is
going
to
do it. Are you going to do it like a reporter?
No, I'm not, because I'll tell you why. No, there's another part of this, and this is why I'm not going to do it like a reporter, because I'm going to double back and come with a reporter part.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so a police department near Atlanta got a call Saturday morning, and this is in Norcross, Georgia. I did some deeper digging on this, okay?
Did you use the front-end loader to dig? I thought it was pretty good. Oh, yeah. Okay.
After an ex-employee at a waste management company. Chris, what is a waste management company?
It'll be your Rylands, your general trash service people.
Thank you. This gentleman showed up and took a front loader for a spin. His name is Eddie Sanchez, and he's 38. They fired him in September. Now, this happened in March, if I'm not mistaken.
He had about half a year to just stew on it.
He stewed for a while.
He still knew how to drive it, though.
Oh, of course. Once you learn to drive a front-end loader, Derek,
It's hard to forget.
That's how you are.
It's like riding a bike.
It is.
Yeah. A big, big, big bike.
So he was still driving it around their lot when the cops got there. But then he took off and started driving down a public road.
I would hope so.
Multiple patrol cars chased after him, but the thing weighs about 75,000 pounds, so they couldn't do much. That is like 37 and a half tons. Isn't that right?
I did it in my head.
Me too. I didn't have that. I didn't have that typed out after getting on a calculator. But then a quick-thinking cop went back to the business where a current employee agreed to hop on a second front loader and chase him down. The guy was a few miles away from them, so they gave the employee a police escort. And when he got there, he used the bucket on the second front loader to flip him.
Really? Kind of like a pit maneuver.
Pretty much like a pit maneuver. It landed on its side, but no one got hurt.
You and Chris probably have y'all ever gotten pitted before.
I've attempted to pit before. They've attempted to pit.
Carry on.
And no property was damaged besides the front loader. The cop's chest cam got it all on video. Eddie is facing charges for theft, obstruction, criminal damage to property, eluding police, and reckless driving. Now here's, it says that he started driving down a public road. He started heading towards Jimmy Carter Boulevard.
Really?
Yes. They minimized this tremendously because what did you think whenever I said he started heading down a public road? Where
I'm
did
thinking
your head
a two-lane road outside of...
Yeah.
For something this size, the waste management company is going to be somebody who runs a landfill.
Right.
I'm thinking out on a two-lane road, an access road for the landfill is what I'm thinking.
Jimmy Carter Boulevard is... Major.
Major. A few more than two lanes.
Yeah, major. Huh. And he was heading, I think that I had another report on this. I think they said he was heading towards Jimmy Carter Boulevard. He never made it to it. But if you go on Facebook and search Eddie Sanchez, Gwinnett County, you can see the exciting chase.
Huh.
It's fire.
Huh.
It shows the cop come up with his body cam. He approaches the front loader. The guy takes off, so he's kind of talking to dispatch what's going on. And then it clips back out and back on to them. I think at that point they're like starting to chase him in their patrol cars. And they kind of come to the conclusion very quickly that he has them outweighed and outmanned by a whole lot.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that they can do. And then the same police officer goes and gets – this one guy, and he's talking to him. I can't remember the conversation, but it's funny. It is worth the watch to go back and to see this police guy say, hey, how fast will these things go? And he's like, man, this thing go like 30 miles an hour when you get them up going now. And so they like, all right, get in, man. Get in. You going to go? And so they're like encouraging this guy once he gets the guy spun around and he's picking his bucket up, like to lift him up. They're like, flip him over if you can. Flip him, flip him. It's hilarious, man. It's hilarious. Reports say that Vince McMahon of the WWE has reached out to Mr. Sanchez and wants to give him a job as a wrestler as Eddie the Front Loader Sanchez.
I think Vince is in jail, ain't he?
I doubt it.
Triple H.
I doubt it. They may be telling us he is, but Vince is not behind bars. Can't you see it, though? I tried to find him on Facebook. I just wanted to reach out to Eddie and just, what were you thinking, Eddie?
You tried to find him on Facebook?
I did. That's how I found the video.
Right.
He's probably still locked up.
Yeah, I mean.
Nah, man, he's out, man.
You think so?
Yeah. He got a bond.
When's he setting that bond
at? He got a bond, $75,000. $1,000 for every hundred or for every 1,000 pounds, my brother.
Brian went on his bond.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't. I'm out on bond, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He's
eluding as we speak.
My non-payment of a doggone supposed cell phone ticket.
Supposed. No, the ticket's not supposed.
Yeah, the charge was fraudious.
Trumped up charges,
trumped
if you will.
Trumped up,
you know
if you will.
Just made up stuff.
Yeah. They'll charge it anything now. I just wanted to ask Eddie, like, what were you thinking, Eddie? Obviously.
Like, I can't believe you spend from September to March and you're like, you're mad, you get fired. How are they going to do this to me? I'm finna get them back. You plan out for 6 months. And this is what you got.
Poor planning.
You're going to go out there and try to, like, take one of the biggest pieces of equipment out there? What are you going to do? You going to find a buyer for it? You going to hide it in your backyard?
I got a hot front end loader, man. You got to come get it today, though.
I think Eddie might have been under the influence.
I think Eddie was. I think Eddie was on one.
He was on. He might have been on two.
Guess.
I think he was on one. I think we should start a whole new like. That should be slang for like when you're trying to get back at your job. Like if you get fired and you're angry at your job, I'm gonna go Eddie Sanchez on you.
Eddie Sanchez on these fools right here in a minute.
We've been Eddie Sanchez up in here, boy.
Neither one of y'all realize we've been doing this is our 52nd episode
for sure.
Yeah.
And I just sneezed. That's the first time anybody sneezed on the program.
wait.
You really think so?
How did y'all let that pass?
I don't know.
I was trying to point it out. Y'all were still talking about Eddie.
That's not true.
It is.
First time in 52 weeks that someone sneezed on here.
It was me.
Thanks for ruining our streak. Somebody go change the number on the board. Dang. Back to 0 days without a sneeze.
364 days without a sneeze.
Accident free.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Right here, we finna get our bonus, too. Oh, man.
God. I hate to ruin that 17 car.
I was going to reach out to Eddie on Facebook, asked him what happened. Befriend him and let him know if he needs to buy a car. Come on down to Dublin, Georgia.
Come on
Dublin
down.
Nissan,
well, we got you.
Where we will take a front end loader as a trade. Yeah,
they're a little bit smaller and easier to manage on public roads. Might have better luck on Jimmy Carter with a car. Yeah. Oh my
God. I do have to circle back to something. If I don't ask you this now, I'll forget. So how were you able to run back or walk back across the street to Circle K and still get a receipt after – you'd already left the pump. How were they able to pull you?
Derek, that was like 45 minutes ago.
I know, but I remember.
I do it all the time.
But how? What'd you do? Go in and say pump number two, three cars ago. What'd you do?
Just go in there, pump number three. I had $15 30 minutes ago.
And they'll do it.
Yeah, for sure. Do it all the time. I probably had to do that like five or six times in the last several weeks.
Okay, I was just curious
because sometimes they don't print them. Yeah. And you have to go in.
Right.
And then you'll say, hey, I need my receipt for pump number 7.
Yeah.
And then they'll just find it.
And you remember what pump you were at.
Yeah. I mean, you, it's not that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have my favorite pumps because when you pump gas over there all the time, you know which pumps are fast and which ones are slow.
I tell you what, I got one the other day. I don't know what the number was on the way to JJ's. It was the slow one.
It was in the middle, wasn't it?
15 minutes later.
It was in the middle.
15 minutes later, I had 16 gallons.
The outsides are the best.
Okay. I'm glad you told me that.
When you come in from
there. But on the outside, keep in mind, one of those on the outside is also non-ethanol, so you're paying a lot more for it.
You get the choice, Derek.
Do you? Do you really?
Did you thought there was just a specific non-ethanol?
Well, here's why, now that you ask. I'm being serious.
Yeah, you have the option.
So Shelby, like diesel she went and got gas one day. And she always asks, Daddy, where do I need to go get gas? And I go to the gas thing. What's it called?
She asked you where to go get gas? Didn't she just graduate high school?
Let me say something. I'm still paying for the gas. So, Daddy's going to look where it's the cheapest.
Oh, my God.
So I
go
on.
She was confused on which pump to use.
So I go
you
on.
You make her go to the cheap gas.
I go on gas, buddy.
Baby over there on North Jefferson, they got it for $3.89.
I don't send her that far
save
away.
Save you 2 cents now if you head on down to Cochran River. You're running a flash.
$3.91 right up the street.
Let me finish. So she goes, and she goes to Circle K. And I look, and I'm going, wait a minute. That shouldn't have cost that much. I said, how? Our studio audience is getting very loud right now. So I asked her, I said, let me ask you a question. So finally, I rode by there, and I was like, wait a minute. I know what happened. I know why it was so much.
You rode by there.
Special
trip, or were you already going out?
I was going that way.
Okay.
Did you hear how gas the cheap was there? He was going to fill up the truck, too.
Yeah. So I go by there, and I'm like going, I know why it was so expensive. She got the non-ethanol. I said, baby, I said, when you got gas the other day, because I want to know why it cost me this much versus this much. It was $3.29 versus $2.69, whatever the price was. And so I had to figure it out. So I said, baby, I said, when you got gas the other day, where'd you go? Circle K. I said, which pump did you use? The one on the outside? Yes, sir. I said, the one on the outside? And I said, if you look, there's a thing that runs up and down in white that says non-ethanol. Okay. I said, that's a lot more expensive, baby. We only use that for lawnmowers and weed eaters. I said, so when you go from now on, I said, go to one of the inside pumps because those aren't non-ethanol. She said, really? I said, yeah, baby, that's right. I said, that's non-ethanol on the outside. Go to the inside.
She can go to the outside and just choose the
well, she the chose regular. She yeah. chose the high grade.
Daddy's paying for it, bro.
If she wants to pay for it, she can get the other
she
kind.
She get the non-ethanol.
You start paying for gas, you right. can get what kind of gas you want.
Right now, Daddy's paying, you're 89 all day long.
87. And if it's 326, if it's two. Whatever it is right now, $2.36 a gallon, and that's what we need to be paying. We don't need to be paying a $2.89 if that's what it is for the non-ethanol.
Right.
Don't have me getting
mowers and weed eaters.
Don't have me getting out pumping gas.
Y'all can thank me later.
Thanks, man. I'll thank you now.
I'll thank you now. Yeah. I'm gonna forget, Derek. Right, I'm gonna go ahead and thank you now. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I should have called you earlier, man. We were getting gas at lunch to see what the cheapest is at.
I can hook you up,
my man.
Thank you all so much for tuning in.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
That's right. It's thank you for sharing. Thank you for surviving a year with us. We've grown a whole hell of a lot, and we sure appreciate it. It's all thanks to y'all. It's also thanks to our wonderful sponsors, Buckeye Preferred Services and Custom Sawmilling, big supporters of the podcast. We appreciate everything they do. Check them out. The links to their web pages will be in the description of this video, as always. Brian, are we still selling T-shirts?
Yes, we have T-shirts.
We are still selling T-shirts.
We got a few left. They went fast.
Limited sizes available.
Limited size. Reach out to us, coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. See what we got. See what you want. Let us help you look better.
What kind of tanning oil are you using while you're on the lot?
We appreciate everything. We're glad that you're
I figured it's banana boat.
Anyway, everybody have a wonderful week. Thanks for tuning in. We will catch y'all in the next one. Peace.